Hey everybody, welcome to Game Goose. Today is January 25th, 2022. This is Season 4, Episode 14. My name is Dan Curry. I'm joined in the frigid Michigan with Neil and Clinton. How are you guys?
Doing great.
You know, I really struggle because a lot of times I want to say Neil and Clinton Brower, which is technically correct, but is just highly misleading to everybody because you're not related.
It's phonetically correct. It is not in actuality correct.
Like, I couldn't write it out, but...
Clinton is not amused.
We've had this conversation so many times at the beginning of this podcast that I just cannot... I can't even fake it anymore.
I'm good. Clinton, how are you? Other than...
I'm doing well.
Done with the redundancy in our last minute.
I'm doing well.
What have you guys been playing on the PC, on the Xbox, on the Switch?
I'll go first because it's short. Apex, and I started the XCOM 2 DLC, which was on sale. It came out a while ago. I forgot what it's called, like the New War or
War of the Chosen, I believe.
War of the Chosen, and I was in the mood for a tactics game, and turns out XCOM is still XCOM, and it's just I'm gonna enjoy it eventually. I loved XCOM 2; it's a great game. But right now, it's too much for my fragile little nervous system. It is so stressful. Like, that game just... And I think they want to kill you early so that you know... Like, two of your soldiers die in this tutorial if you do what they tell you to. But, it's not that I'm looking for an easy game, but not one as punishing as that. It's not like Dark Souls where you die and, you know... It sucks, but you come back and or you have an opportunity to get your souls. If you lose the soldier, they're gone forever and you have to retrain someone and that's all you get for the campaign. And then you get into the campaign and you're like, oh man, I got time to plan. It's like, nope, everything I do takes time. And every time I take time, the enemy gets stronger. I can't take it right now. But they added like new kind of like hero characters as opposed to just soldiers that have expanded skill trees and can do some pretty crazy stuff, which is awesome. And when I'm in that mood, I will get back to it. But right now it's just a little too much for me. So Dan recommended a game that he is also playing called Fae Tactics, which is, again, a tactical game, kind of grid system, turn-based team, RPG-ish thing. And, it's much more my speed right now. It's colorful and fun and not too punishing. It's still kind of hard in some places, but I've been having a blast with that.
Yeah, it's a fun game. I like it. It reminds me of like Final Fantasy Tactics. But we're both pretty early, so I'm excited to see, you know, how it keeps going. But I really enjoy it so far. It's like simple, but it seems like there's like a little bit more depth to it as you continue going on. So there's like... you know, you can summon different monsters and kind of catch them in like a weird way. There's kind of like a small monster catching aspect to it. And, you know, healing and melee attacks and range attacks and all this different kind of stuff and all kinds of monsters to fight. So it's fun. I like it. It's on Game Pass.
There's like a cooking, like meal aspect to it, more kind of like in, Monster Hunter. It's not, you don't just go up to a counter and order the plates you want with the buffs you want, but it's kind of a mix and match like memory game. You got to flip over tiles and match two of them and not hit the, you know, no whammies. But every time I get to a new like story mission, they add a new mechanic very slowly, and it's building and building and building upon itself. And it's been pretty fun.
You must have surpassed me because I haven't gotten to the cooking thing yet.
Oh well, there's a cooking thing
coming up. I figured there was because I saw there was like a camp icon that was grayed out and like a little pot on a thing. So, yeah. But it's pretty neat. I'm excited to play more of it and check more of it out. Then Neil and I have been playing another game together called Nobody Saves the World, which is really, really fun. It's like silly Diablo. It's kind of what we were talking about yesterday. So you play a guy who's called Nobody. That's why it's called Nobody Saves the World. And you're kind of like this giant kind of, you're nobody. So you're blank. You're kind of just like a blank character without without any features. And you find this magic wand, and this wand allows you to change form. And you unlock forms as you play the game. So you can be a rat, or you can be a archer, or you can be a turtle, or a slug, and they all have different abilities and stats and stuff. And this, the way that you unlock things and like powers and forms is really fun and keeps you moving. So it'll be like, you have to level up every character, but the way you get experience for them, it will be like, hey, do this move this many times. But then this many enemies with the turtle ability as the slug. So it's kind of cool to do that.
It's really interesting. And it's looking like there's, I don't know, 15, 16 different forms. And so by the end, two abilities and a passive you can steal from every character. So you can do some crazy stuff. Like, one of my favorite was, like, kill as a you're just a horse, and it's like, kill enemies with ranged attack. So Dan and I are running around as a horse with this, with a bow and arrow.
Yeah, it's super fun. One thing that they had me do was, they want me to, there's a magician, and his, one of his powers is he can pull animals out of his hat, and he has like this randomness to him. So every time you pull an animal out of your hat, they'd help you attack, and most of them are rabbits, but every once in a while you get a tiger. And then they want you to have 20 like summoned allies, and one of the other powers is a zombie that when they bite someone and then that person dies, they turn into a zombie. So I have a bunch of rabbits and tigers and zombies running around as this character. And it's very like Castle Crashers kind of humor, if you've ever played that. It's
feels
like,
a lot like that.
Yeah, it's kind of just like silly, dumb, like Newgrounds kind of stuff, like in a way.
That's good.
Yeah, so it's pretty funny. It's fun, and there's like all these dungeons to play, and there's a lot of dungeon crawling, but you like move around this like big map in the world, and there's side quests and main quests, and it's a fun, cool, little silly RPG. So definitely recommend playing it. I think it would be fun on your own, but I think it definitely seems like it's more fun with a friend, as most games usually are.
Yeah.
Unless the multiplayer sucks.
Yeah, I haven't really been playing anything new. I started playing Minecraft. Well, I don't know, started, but have continued playing Minecraft with Carl. But other than that, I really haven't played anything new or different. Standard League. Been playing a bunch of Sea of Thieves. I'm like one level away from so I got 1 to 50, and then I have 2 more that are one level away from 50. And once I get 3 factions to 50, I can become a pirate lord, pirate legend. I don't remember what it's called. But then that's when you get access to like the high tier faction and like the secret airline lounge, you know, High Miles lounge in the airport.
Jeez,
there's an airport?
No, like in the on every island under the tavern, there's like a secret
area. Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So you can hang out with other pirate legends down there.
Yeah.
Basically.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
That is kind of cool. So how much longer do you think you have till you're there?
Like probably 6 hours, maybe.
Nice.
Maybe less than that. It takes a while to get those like last higher levels. Long while.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited. We'll have to have a Game Goose party when you're a pirate legend.
in the presence of pirate legend Clinton.
Pirate Legend Clinton, yeah. Yep. And then the other game I played and almost beat it in one day was Hitman 3. Great game if you've played the other two. Really fun. All three are on Game Pass now. And, you know, they're stealth games, but in the third one, it's very, you know, it's the climax of the thing. So they really let you loose and you just get to murder a bunch of people. It's super fun. It's a lot less stealthy than the other ones. There's just I don't want to spoil anything cool, but there are some missions where it's just like, kill as many of these people as you can. So,
in ridiculous, wacky ways.
Yeah, right? Yeah, for sure. I mean, you can kill, you can do whatever. You can kill, make make serious kills, or you know, you can throw a blueberry muffin at people.
Have you seen the video that he throws a briefcase at a guy on a jet ski, and the briefcase just chases the guy on the jet ski around? The guy in the jet ski's like just like, you know, going in circles. The briefcase just like following behind him, just like spinning end over end right behind him.
There's a very cool mission in there that's kind of like a Knives Out situation, where you're trying to murder the head of the household, but you have to take over. Like, she hired this detective to find out who killed like her brother in the house for like in the inheritance, and you have to take on the role of the detective and figure out the case before you get to go see her. It's very cool. So
can't you kill the family by like making them all line up for a family photo?
Yes, you can have them all line up for a family photo and have like the camera explode or something like that, and it kills them all.
Yeah,
but that's just like one option. You know, the games I don't play this way, but the games are meant to be played over and over, and you like are trying to get all the different kills and, you know, high scores and stuff. I just play through the stories usually once and move on, but there are like tons of different ways to kill different people. Sometimes it's so weird, like you'll try over and over to kill somebody and you just can't get it. Or, you know, you messed up all the story missions, and then randomly be like, ah, they're right there, I'll just shoot them and see what happens. And you shoot them and you're like, all right, randomly nobody saw, I guess I'm out of here. That happened to me one. Like, I had one, and I had been stalking him for like ever, trying to find, and when I killed him, everybody saw me and they mowed me down, and I realized I hadn't saved in so long. And I go back, and right at the beginning of my save, I'm like, oh, he's just at the bottom of the stairs. I wonder if I can just shoot him from here, and just got away with it. Just nobody saw me. So it's super fun. If you haven't played those games, I definitely recommend checking them out. They're just made really well to be fun and challenging too. So, but any other game? Courtney's playing War of the Chosen right now in front of me. It looks pretty neat.
It was fun. I was having a good time. My heart can't take it right now.
Yeah, yeah. I hear her yell and scream when her soldiers miss, when they have like crazy high chance to hit and they miss.
I had three guys in Overwatch. Like, nobody knew I was there, and my sniper shot at somebody and hurt him. And then this dude, as I planned, ran around the corner where all my soldiers were, which triggered all of their overwatches, and all three of them point blank missed, and he killed two of them in one hit. And I was like, I can't do this right now.
Yeah, but it can get frustrating. Any other games you guys have played that you want to chat about?
That's it. Did I tell you I beat Pokemon? I beat Pokemon Diamond. No, yeah, Brilliant Diamond. That was really fun.
Nice. I have it, and I haven't even started it yet. Yeah. I should.
No, but that's it. We want to move on to...
yeah, Neil,
what was I calling this? The Mechanic Mashup.
You take the lead on it.
So Dan, Clinton, and I are going to play the role of game developers today. We've each submitted two video game mechanics that we enjoy, and I have them here in my fancy little drawing bowl, and I'm going to draw two of them out at random, and then us three are going to try to find a way to make it work. We're going to not design a game around it, but we're going to see how these mechanics could play with each other, and I'm going to say bonus points too, and we're not actually scoring this. But if you can think of a game title that encapsulates our final idea or these two mechanics, bragging rights. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. It works. Okay.
I'm not gonna tell you listeners what we have, just so. Okay, right off the bat, we have qualifying races.
It wasn't qualifying races. It was just like just time racing. Trials.
Oh, it's just changed racing.
It. Just time trial.
We have time trials. Oh, time trials and the fishing mini game.
The fishing mini game and oh yeah, because I love a fishing mini game.
Okay.
Well, so now I think that there should be a game where you're fishermen on a boat. So like but we're gonna make fishing fun and crazy, like like crazy taxi, right?
The crazy taxi of fishing. Okay.
So you have a boat and it goes real fast, like it's like a speed boat, and there you go against other players that are also in their own fishing boats, and there's a river, and you have to go along to spots that have a, you know, the classic, oh, there's a fish here marker with this little ripples, and you have to play the fishing game and catch all the fish along the way, and whoever catches the most fish and gets to the end first wins.
Okay, so I'm imagining, you guys remember like Hydro Thunder?
No.
Okay, how about Wave Racer?
Yes, Wave Racer. Okay.
So you're cruising down a river, the ocean, in your boat. You're following like you know, you always gotta like pilot through little rings,
mm-hmm.
and then at every ring you have to stop,
mm-hmm.
and then you get your little fishing indicator, mm-hmm. and then I think there's a mini game when you fish. You don't just cast in. You know, something Stardew-esque. It's got to be simple and quick.
Yeah.
Kind of like I'd compare the Stardew mini game to kind of like Helicopter a little bit. Like keep like it Flappy within the cave wall. Yeah, it's kind of like, sure. It's like Helicopter, okay? I guess the skill would come in that you've got to keep your bar either, you know, on top of the fish the whole time. There might be a better way to do that. What's your favorite fishing mechanic? Like, mini game? Is it Stardew?
Stardew's a pretty fun one. It's not too bad.
Do you guys remember how Ocarina of Time did it?
No. You know, some of the other, like the Far Cries aren't bad either. Like with
those
the...
are pretty fun. We have to fight the fish.
Yeah. Yeah. How about this? It's a four-player game, and you have one person drives the boat while the other player fishes.
Okay.
So you're like each doing
Kart double dash.
Yeah, a little bit of Mario Kart in there. And there's like a lake and you're driving around as fast as you can to see who can catch the most fish and get to the end. And while you're so some kind of mechanic has to make it so that while you're driving, whoever's driving has to help out the fisher person. Like they can't get too far away from the fish.
How about this? As the race continues, each checkpoint you have to have like a certain amount of fish caught to be able to pass it.
Oh, that's not bad. But how about this? Instead of boats, you're in a plane.
Okay. How about a seaplane?
Yeah, sure. And you got to fish out of the plane. One person fished out of the plane with that person flying the plane. And it's called fly fishing.
There it is. Okay, yeah. No, I
can tell you've
it.
Never actually been fishing in real life to come up with these ideas.
I have definitely been fishing in real life. I like fishing. But I just thought it'd be fun.
Fly fishing. No, that's good. I like it.
Because then the person flying can't fly too high. Otherwise, you know, you're going to yank your
fish out of the water.
Fish right out of the water. You're going to yank your hook out of the water. Maybe that's the one person has to hook the fish and the other person has to fly upwards to get the fish out.
And then maybe you can toss like a turret and somebody shoots like buzzsaws and you can cut people's lines. You get like Mario Party like power ups, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe you get like a really big hook and you can catch multiple fish at once.
I want to play this game.
Okay. I think we got a winner. Fly fishing.
Fly fishing. Yeah, I'm a fan. It does kind of sound like it would be a Mario Party game.
Well, just like a mini game, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, I think it's already gone gold. Fly fishing, there you go. TM, 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 TM. All rights reserved, Game Goose. Next up, we have a good old weather cycle. Interesting. A weather cycle and the circle of effectiveness. So the circle of effectiveness is mine, and I'm thinking like not just Pokemon, but that's the one that comes to mind. You know, it
JRPGs
could be elements,
basically.
JRPGs. It could be. I think it with weather on the table. I think elements come into play. And I think this is kind of exists, and I can't remember the game that did it. But like, it's a Pokemon? Well, Pokemon does do it. But there's certain games where like when you are in certain weather, certain attacks are stronger or more accurate or something, or get AoE or something like that.
Yeah, Pokemon does it because you get like start like Sunny Day, then you don't have to charge up Solar Beam, or you can do like Blizzard and stuff, and it doesn't affect Ice Pokemon, but it slows other ones or whatever. I don't actually know what the effects are.
I think the interesting thing about this one is that it doesn't have to be combat related at all. All we have is weather and Circle of Effectiveness. Literally anything could go in here.
You know, just side note here, on Fae Tactics, the game we were playing, have you gotten very far? There's like characters, like there's a day of the week. Have you noticed that?
Time passes.
Have you gotten a character that's like, this character's stronger on Sunday?
Yeah, one of your starters really likes Sundays, I guess.
All right, just wanted to run that by. It's really weird.
It's the Lord's Day. Sunday, he's on my side. Stronger.
Is there weather in Divinity?
Yeah, well, I mean, you can make it rain.
Yeah, you can make it rain.
Yeah.
I don't think it, no. Yes, there is places where you just get wet being there.
So let's say that we were talking about some weather, right? You got rain, you got thunderstorms, you got snow, you got sun, windy days. What days would be stronger against other days?
Oh, you're talking of like if we could make weather fight.
Yeah.
What's the circle of effectiveness on weather?
On weather.
Well, I feel like snow is good against water.
Yeah.
Wind is good against snow.
Wind is good against snow.
I feel like the sun would be good against snow, though. A sunny day?
I mean, we have a lot of sunny days in the winter.
That's true.
That's true.
It's true. It's very cold and sunny sometimes.
This is
blinding. I don't know if we have any listeners. I don't know if we have any listeners in the warm parts of the world who don't know snow very well. But when it is sunny and snowy, it is bright as shit.
There's you ever meet someone snow blindness?
Oh yeah, I've known people to get sunburns from the snow, like when
they're
skiing and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's strong against a windy day? A calm.
I was about to say like a sandstorm, but that's a sandstorm is just a windy day with sand.
Yeah, wind kind of goes along with like any other day.
Yeah, I feel like wind is not a part of the circle.
Wind's kind of OP.
Yeah.
Wind's extra.
Like erodes rock, so does water though. And earth breaks rock. Okay. I think this is some. Are we doing a weather battle royale? Is that what this is?
What weather wins? Yeah, because the thing is, wind just kind of mixes in with everything.
Yeah.
Well, I've written down Weather Royale. We think that's a working title. So I think we got a Battle Royale on our hands here. But now what's interesting about that is that there's never been a Battle Royale where one person starts... like one person starts better than other people. That's a lie.
There was like the Thanos
spell breakers, spell weavers, spell break.
Okay. People are stronger than other in that.
You're right. They just kind of combine differently.
Yeah.
What about like Thanos, Fortnite? He's stronger.
Yeah, but you had to go find that thing. The glove, the power.
You had to wait for it to fall. Yeah. Well, if you have the John Wick skin, you just win, I hear.
Yeah, that's the rule.
What?
Infinity Gauntlet, that's what it's called.
Yeah.
Okay.
That would be cool, though. Everybody spawns out of a big cloud, and they come out like their type of weather.
I'm like a raindrop.
Yeah. All right.
What
all
if
right.
you're a sunny day and you how do you come out of the clouds?
Like you come out beam? As like the fucking Raisin Bran sun. I don't know. You got sunglasses and a raisin scoop. This game is sponsored by Kellogg now.
Clinton's not a fan of this game.
No.
Clinton doesn't want to be a raindrop. Do you want to be?
I don't know why it turned to Battle Royale. I just don't see the.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't
know. Pixar has a rule at their pitch meetings that whenever you say no to an idea, you need to propose a fix. Otherwise, you can't say no.
I mean, I say Pixar. No, all I fucking want.
I think we're
Pixar goose.
We're as good as Pixar, so
we're obviously yeah.
You need
true.
A solution before that you just say true. No. But I hear it. Okay, we're not into Battle Royale. Weather Royale is off the table. What's your
I see
idea?
It is
Clint?
More of a cooking game. Personally.
Ooh,
cooking with the elements.
I like that.
Okay.
So, because wind could be part of it all.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure.
So, I'm picturing, like, the Avatar after he's completed his quest and now just really wants to open a restaurant.
He just runs a hot dog cart.
And, yeah. You start with a hot dog cart and you use your firepower, your sunny days, to microwave hot dogs. You make your hailstorms into like little slushy cones. Okay.
I have a new idea. But it's going off the cooking. So you get like this, you're like a god and you hate people. And you want them to die. So you get like a type of people that come up and they like they lived in this area of the world for this long and blah blah blah, and you gotta cook up a storm that's gonna fuck them up. So like if you're like, oh, they live in the desert, you can't sunny day them, they're used to that shit, they're just gonna go hide in their tents that reflect the sun because they're used to it. So you gotta be like, oh, I'm gonna fucking make a snow tornado, they don't even know how to deal with that, but
a
wait
snow-nado.
Right, but wait, the snow, yeah, it hurts them. But they're on the desert and they have like wind surfboards. So, you know, you only did like half damage to them because they were riding the wind.
Wind
with the snow
surfboards.
Them up. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
It's called windsurfing, yes.
In the desert?
Yeah, they're doing it in the desert, though.
It doesn't happen in the desert, no.
Okay.
In this game, it does.
Okay.
I'm
saying. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
What's the name of it?
What's Ooh. That? Isn't there a game where you're a vengeful god?
There's black and white, but you're not making storms white. Like that.
Yeah.
I don't know what a good name for it would be. But,
this
like, you know,
like this
like
feels
Texas,
like one of those.
Last year, Texas wasn't ready for all the cold, and it fucked them up.
It's because they didn't have windsurf boards.
They didn't have windsurf boards.
This Did feels like one of those games where you have like a table of elements and you have to combine all of
doodle god
kind of doodle god-y, yeah, where you have to combine different things and then you get different aspect, element. Different elements, different stuff, and you have to figure out what works against what civilization.
Yeah.
And maybe you're a vengeful cat god and we call it Apocalypse Meow.
Just want to throw in the cat.
That's the only title I could.
Just for the fun,
there needed to be a cat. Well, then you got a cute little cat, and cats are a vengeful creature. We all know that.
True.
And
yeah,
if you
if
put
a
cat into
genocide,
it,
it's just cute.
If you put a cat in it, that like bumps sales by like $1 million. I've heard.
And all the storm clouds have little cat ears on them.
Apocalypse Meow, lock it in.
Did you guys see in this?
I like how. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, go.
I was going to say, I like how when we started, Neil's like, and now we're not designing games. And but everyone, he's been, all right, this is the game. Fly fishing, lock it in, TM. Apocalypse, yeah, we got it. We got it, boys.
I didn't know this was going to be gold.
Is that what these are?
I just, The last thing I crossed off was Avatar the Air Fryer. So
last air fryer.
It's better than that.
There was a TikTok. It was like people were asking, what's your most viral TikTok? You know, last year when the ice storms hit Texas, there was a video of someone pouring hot water on their windshield.
Oh, no.
And then someone in Minnesota was like, no. Here's what you got to do. And like, took them and showed them how to turn on the like defrosters in their car. It was like, we have ice scrapers. You probably don't have one, so get a credit card. And I was like, there's probably a lot of people in like Texas that have no idea what those buttons are for.
Oh, just last night I was playing Apex with Phil and Carl. Phil, who is a native of Arizona, what Carl said, he had to snow blow his driveway, and he's like, "What's a snow blower? Is that just like a it's just like a leaf blower?" No.
Not quite.
But, so, you know, yeah. Arizona, it's like 120 degrees sometimes, so they have their own problems.
I mean, it gets that warm here.
You literally die if you don't have AC.
Yeah.
Okay, so we got fly fishing. I'm not sold on the fly fishing title. I think it needs to be, like, crazy fly fishing. Or just, like, fish flying.
Fly
like,
what fishing the fuck meow.
And there's a cat. Okay.
There's a cat in there. That's why he's fishing. Cats right. love fish.
Do they? I've never seen a cat eat fish.
Cats love fish.
Yeah. Cats love fish.
Good for them.
Good All for right. them.
The last one. We have bullet time dodge and evolution.
Oh. So explain bullet time dodge to me, like the Matrix?
No, I was thinking like a perfect dodge, like in kind of like in Zelda. Sekiro has something interesting or something like it. You get a perfect dodge, and then you get like a nice window of opportunity for retaliation or to run away.
Gotcha. Yeah, evolution's like one of my favorite things in games, and I wish more games did it. But I understand why they don't, because that's a lot of character creation every time you have.
Mm-hmm.
But that like Nobody Saves the World kind of has like an evolution vibe to it.
Yeah.
So what about like a game? Maybe it's like a roguelike kind of thing, where every time if you get hit, you die. You're done. But every time you successfully dodge, your guy gets like bigger.
And stronger. So maybe it's harder because you're bigger.
That's true.
But you hit harder, so you can kill things faster.
Yeah,
but then
maybe you don't get any XP from killing. You only get XP from dodging.
Well, yeah. You're trying to get as big as possible, but you have to keep killing enemies so you don't get overwhelmed.
Yeah,
it's like a bullet hell, and every time you dodge, you get bigger. So eventually, you just lose because you get too big and you can't dodge.
That could be fun. Maybe you start off as like a bug, or maybe even like a single cell organism.
Yeah,
like dodging amoebas, and as you get bigger, the world changes around you, and all of a sudden, like you're a fish in the ocean, like running from sharks. Or
so it's kind of got. What's that? What was that one game? Spore. Spore vibes to it.
Kind of like Spore, but it'll happen a lot faster, and it won't suck.
Yeah. There are people that really swear that Spore is like the greatest game ever created.
Yeah, some people really like it. It's no.
I have never played Spore for a really long time, but I like it up until you like become a tribes person, and then I'm.
It turns
done.
Into like a real time strategy there, and then like a space spice trading game, and I'm not about that.
Yeah, it gets weird. I do like this idea though, as you get bigger, to see how big you can get, or like how much you can level up.
And then eventually, like you go from like a spider to like a soul, or maybe just like a something weird, like a bike messenger dodging cars or something, you know. Until eventually, you're like a celestial god, like dodging asteroids and planets.
Yeah, you're like a planet.
Gods.
Yeah, that'd be fun. That'd be cool if you were a planet trying to dodge around.
Yeah, is this just like a runner?
Yeah,
it does feel like a runner. Yeah, so I think you go, you know, you get from a spider to a bird, and then you got to become a cat, of course. Every game needs a cat.
I was thinking more along the lines of, like, Enter the Gungeon.
Right, yeah.
Like a bullet hell kind of thing to dodge. And, you know, you just get slowly bigger and bigger versus, like, you become, you know. I like the evolution aspect of your son.
I like both. These are both good games.
Here's one thing. When you do, let's say there's ways to dodge where you just dodge and you're fine and you get some XP, but there's a perfect dodge where if you get a perfect dodge, you get like a quick time event that happens, like it's got to happen super fast. Like you got to make up your mind. If you get the perfect dodge, you can take the form of whatever else you've dodged, and they have a different evolution tree.
Oh, that'd be crazy. It's a lot of design work. You ready? You gonna crunch this?
I'm not an animator. We'll figure it out.
What's the name
Somebody wants to do it for exposure, I'm sure.
Yeah. Well, yeah, this one needs a name.
So what do we got?
You got dodging. Evolution.
Dodge evolution.
Ooh. Dodge evolution. I do like that one.
I mean, and we'll just make money off of it until we get sued. Yeah. And disappear.
Until we get an NDA.
What if while you're dodging, all the stuff is coming down from the top, and there's music playing.
It's a rhythm game now.
Yeah, it's a rhythm game, and you get bigger, and you evolve, and it's called Dodge Evolution. It's like, oh, it's a parody.
And the rhythm would help you know, like, when to get
perfect time to dodge.
Yeah.
It changes genres when you change evolution paths.
Yeah, there you go.
I like that a lot.
Yeah. You're killing it, you know. Need to get some developers, and we got three good games right here.
We have Fly Fishing, Apocalypse Meow, and Dodge Evolution.
Yep. We at least have, you know, three mini games for the next Mario Party.
Well, I only had us do two apiece because I thought that would take longer.
Hey, you know, it's all right. Sometimes we have short episodes. Ain't nobody mad at it. We don't restrict ourselves to a time.
Yeah, we haven't got to fit no TV time slot.
Sometimes it's a half hour. Sometimes it's 2.5. What are you going to get? You don't know.
Sometimes when have we ever put out a 2.5 hour episode?
I don't think we've ever done a 2.5 hour. We've done like probably an hour and a half before.
Yeah. We got 145 once.
Oh, there we go. Either, you know, we either leave you wanting more or we leave you turning off going, those guys don't shut the fuck up. Right, you know, we're game news. That's
Jesus
our motto.
Jesus Christ, that guy. He just doesn't stop.
That's our motto. We're never the right length.
Can we put that on a shirt?
Yes, we can.
With no logo, just never the right.
That wouldn't be a bad marketing ploy. Anyway, thank you guys for joining us again on Game Goose. We'll be back next week with another fun little hangout, and it'll be a good time. Stay warm out there if you're in a cold place. If you're not, enjoy the warmth.
And if you're in a quiet place, run.
What?
Because the movie, Quiet
Place. Oh. The quiet place.
Why would you run? You just gotta be quiet.
Yeah, you gotta be quiet.
I can still find you.
Running's noisy.
Yeah. Goodbye.